Keynesian with continued government stimulus, or take the pain the Austrian way. The adage that there is always a bull market somewhere might very well speak to an imminent increase in government intervention, regulation, and legal bills. Will the trend toward globalization be altered in the process, and what will the investment implications be as a result? Other important questions face investors. Will the emerging world decouple from the developed world? Can China, India, Brazil, Russia, and others continue their dramatic growth without the help of their biggest customers? Is the United States in for a Japan-style lost decade, a European-style muddle-through, or another Great Depression? It became clear in 2008 that macro variables have emerged as the predominant drivers of investment performance. Bottom-up, micro-focused equity, bond and commodity investors have been decimated, while global macro managers, for the most part, have been able to preserve investor capital. As such, global macro portfolio managers are exceptionally well positioned to navigate what could be a sustained period of choppy, volatile markets. The managers in this book offer a snapshot of a diverse selection of global macro sub-strategies. Enhanced knowledge of each should serve investors well while trying to stay afloat in these increasingly uncertain times. For the paperback version, I have added a part 2 to the chapter with Jim Leitner. I have also added an addendum to Peter Thiel's chapter that was originally published as a guest piece for Drobny Global Advisors research clients. Finally, there are 2 new appendices by Dr. Lee R. Thomas III, which also came from our guest research program over the past 2 years. First is the incredibly prescient The Crash of 08, about a derivative-led market implosion, written in June 2006, followed up by Who Controls Liquidity, written in April 2007. Stephen Drobny, Manhattan Beach, California, June 2008. Preface to the previous edition. Hedge funds are everywhere today. The term hedge fund used to conjure images of speculators hunting for absolute returns in any market in the world, using any instrument or style to capture their prey. The managers of the original multi-billion-dollar mega funds, such as George Soros or Julian Robertson, became well-known figures because of their speculative prowess. Yet they were also accused of such modern ills as attacks on developed world central banks and capital flight in the Third World. After the stock market crash of 2000, hedge funds came into their own by proving to be a superior asset management vehicle. As most global investors were suffering year after year of negative returns, hedge funds performed. This encouraged a wave of institutional money to flow into such alternative investment vehicles. At the same time, given the superior flexibility and attractive compensation structure of hedge funds, the most talented financial minds migrated over in what became a mass exodus from the city and Wall Street. As hedge funds have matured, they have become more of a business. The tremendous inflow of capital has altered the freewheeling image of more than a decade ago. This shift has spawned a more formalized industry where managers often implement rather narrow, specific strategies and where investors in hedge funds no longer tolerate down years or even down months of performance. Competition has smoothed returns, both on the upside and the downside, and lower returns have led to questions about hedge fund fees. Amidst this evolution and change in the hedge fund business, one strategy has remained true to its original mandate of absolute return investing, seeking outsized returns from investments anywhere in the world, in any asset class, and in any instrument: global macro. Global macro investing is still a relatively unknown and misunderstood area of money management, but increasingly of interest. Given that my firm, Drobny Global Advisors, advises global macro hedge funds on market strategy and counts most of the top funds as clients, I am often asked the question, what is global macro? The classic definition, a discretionary investment style that leverages long and short positions in any asset class, equities, fixed income, currencies, and commodities, in any instrument,